Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last weekend, we told you about a Rutgers-Camden study into the need for additional hospital beds in South Jersey given the coronavirus pandemic. Those researchers have updated their findings and included the needs of the hard-hit northern part of the state. The update from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
The latest report from the Rand Institute for Public Affairs continues to show that Governor Phil Murphy's stringent measures to distance people are slowly flattening that all-too-well-known curve of when we hit critical mass. Researcher Sarah Allred.
It's looking like those dates will be anywhere between the early parts of May and the early parts of August when we will first reach capacity.
Northern counties first. Around here, Camden County could be first to run out of beds as early as mid-June. But the more the disease is delayed, the later we reach that point and the better the system will be to handle the crush. South Jersey could be at least 17,000 beds short, making those plans to add more beds throughout the state even more critical. In South Jersey, David Madden, KYW News Radio.